Good morning, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan
gents.
This morning, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to hear about Danny. You're going to hear about Jason. You're going to hear about the tangerines and the tangents. You will also be hearing possibly a lot of hammering, a lot of construction stuff. I got stuff going on in my living room. Just ignore that.
Good hammering?
Sure.
Blue hammering?
Yeah. No, I heard you.
Okay.
Sure.
I wasn't sure.
Danny, the reason you saw me laughing before I pressed live or before I went to us was because I accidentally pressed the wrong button. I put stop recording, so I'm going to have a video where it's just nothingness, so then it's going to start right away. That's okay. There's not going to be any big deal there, all right? But anyways, welcome to Sunday Morning Tangents. Don't forget, everybody. Quick little housekeeping. There's a possibility that Danny and we haven't talked about this before, but there's a possibility that we might be on hiatus because of me and my PC. As you all may or may not know, I'm anti-PCs. They're stupid. They don't tell you, like, if there's an issue with it, they don't tell you what's wrong with it, and that's really annoying. Because there's just random, like, you just have to turn it off and on sometimes, and it's like, oh, fixed. That's stupid. When does a console have you do that? Like, console, you know what's going to be wrong with it for the most part, unless it's something kind of crazy, but that's very rare. But PCs is just like randomly, I don't want to work for you anymore. I didn't, because thankfully I have a brother who loves me who gave me his PC. But people spend thousands of dollars to build a high-end PC, and in what, 3 years, it starts already taking a dump, maybe a little longer, but it's just like taking a dump and it just stops working. The graphics card is outdated in a year. Like, what is this, you know? And hey Jason, why don't you just go spend $1,500 real quick on a PC so you could stream and do a podcast? So
so Jason,
I almost had it.
I know, you almost got it there.
So it's like, I really don't care for... I'm so irritated with PCs. I wish I could do this on a console. I wish I could do this with my phone and record and do all of it with my phone instead of using a stupid PC. I'm not done, Danny.
Apparently not.
I turn it on and it just loads and then it freezes, right? And it's like, oh, clean your fans. Done. I cleaned all of them. You know? Hey, update your drivers. Done. Updated.
Okay.
Like, what else do you want me to do? Clear up some space. I did. Isn't that the case for all technology, though? And cars? They last...
I'm letting you rant, Jason, because you've been bottling this up with me, and I want the people to listen to
I'm you. Just so tired of the damn PCs. Well, that's not entirely the case, Diana, because, like I said, the PS5, when did that come out? I don't remember. It's been like 2-3 years now? 4 years?
3 years now. 3 years now.
Zero problems. Zero, Danny.
That's a bitch of bullshit.
I have zero problems with my PS5. Look at that little beat right there. Right there. Right there. The controllers die a little quick now, the two old ones, but I got the new Astrobot control right there. You see that blue line? That's the new Astrobot control. So that one's amazing. But I don't have any problems with my PS5. PC, crash. PC, freezes. Discord, what's wrong with it? I don't know.
What's a console, Jason?
A console? A video game console.
It's a PC.
It's not a personal computer.
It's a PC.
It is a video game console.
It has a video card, and it has an all-in-one in the CPU.
That's great. And it works console. 10 times better than a PC that I got under my legs right now, under the desk. It for a fact does. I had to turn off and on this PC 5 times before it gets up and running like it is right now. You know, I mean, it does have to turn that sucker on and stay on. It's on rest mode. I just have to press the power button, and it's going to be boom. Away. Well,
you can do that with the new ones.
New what?
Just build a new one. PC.
But then it's like $1,500.
Jason, you don't have to 1500. Spend 1500.
No, you
don't.
I was texting my brother. I was texting my brother, and I was like, "Hey, I kind of just want to buy a pre-built one, one that's like $500 to $700, like if I have to." And he's like, "Yeah, it's good, but if you spend $1500, it's going to last you a longer time." And I was like, "Well, yeah, but I don't want to spend that much."
You do
that,
not. Have
to you know spend how much that little guy cost?
$600.
I don't remember honestly. It was five or six hundred. $600.
No, no, yours was the digital, so
it's digital, yeah.
$400 maybe.
Yeah.
I think it was $400.
I don't have to worry about that guy dying anytime soon. PCs, you never know. And then they break, and then it's like, what's wrong with you? And it doesn't tell you, Danny. Then you look it up and it says, hey, this is what could be wrong with it. And it's like, could? PCs are stupid. AI, very intelligent. AI, don't come at me. I like you guys. Too but long, Jason. PC. Mm-mm. No, no, no.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna spoil
it. First of all, the PS5, my PS5, literally broke. Remember, I had to return mine.
You had really bad luck with that. And then they gave you a new one.
And then they gave me a new one, but still.
You're welcome.
Okay. Arigato. Wait, why are you welcome? Okay. Anyways, also PCs, it's easier to fix because on a PS5, if it were to break or any console, you have to take it to a specialist to fix it. There's no way to fix it. On a PC, you can move parts around, Jason.
You can, but you have to know what's wrong with it. Like, how are you going to know what's wrong with it?
YouTube videos, buddy.
And that's YouTube what I'm telling you I did for this one. Nothing helped. It's just dying. And there's no reason that maybe I know of. I told you. I checked it all. It's all good. Mm. Like, there's nothing. I had my brother come over here. He's the tech guy. My brother's tech guy. He came over here. He looked at all that shit. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you, bud. I was like, great. He literally said, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Well, Jason, I think you might need a new PC.
That's my point. How much do I spend? $500, $700?
No,
that's
no,
too
no.
little because you're not going to get one that you could get the full
capabilities. I would say $900 to $1,000. $900 to $1,000.
Danny, I'd rather buy a flight. I'd rather purchase a flight than a PC.
I know, Jason. You like the experience instead of having the product. I get it, Jason. I get it. But you know what, Jason? We live in a world where we need computers, Jason. They do everything for us.
I got my phone.
That's a computer.
I got my work laptop.
That's a computer.
I know. That's what I'm saying. What's your point?
My point is you will need another computer.
No, but that's my point is I don't. And I the only reason at this point, Danny, I swear, the only reason that I would buy one is for this podcast.
Yeah,
I don't care to Siege is coming to cross platforms. Rainbow Six Siege. That's what your kids are playing at like on Friday nights, right? And that's coming to cross platform PS5 in December. I'd rather pay what is that going to be like $60 if I have to rather than $900. I had the PS4 version, so I don't know if it'll transfer.
Yeah, I think so.
So I'd rather just spend money on that. Then buy a whole PC. Because then what am I playing? League of Legends? I don't need to play. Well, I don't do that. I like League of Legends. But well, Phasmophobia might be the one that hurts. But then we'd never play anyways. And if we play, it's late at night. We're all old men. And we are like, I just want to go to bed.
Phasmophobia is so much fun. But they added so much other shit that it's more complicated now.
It's complicated.
But still. Jason, look, Jason, let me just tell you this. Computers rule the world. At one point, you didn't have to have a computer.
Who?
You know? Goodness. I'll be watching... I'm in a Terminator kick right now. Hmm. You know, watching Terminator 2. Watching
so you
the
know
new
what's
anime.
Coming for us.
Jason. Jason, it's a weird world right there. You hear what happened with the Bing AI? I need to pull the article of that I read. I forgot where it was. Just to summarize it, Jason, AI is becoming a little too sentient for our own liking.
I've been saying this. Why do you think I always say thank you to the ticket booths when they hand you the ticket? For when you go parking?
We need to go, like, we need to do a Tron thing.
What's that? What do you mean?
Like, you know, in Tron, you go inside the, you know, the bit, you become a pixelated, you know, of yourself. And then you go inside the motherboard and the world of, you know, of computers and stuff like that. You went to go to the AI and be like, hey. Need to chill, bro. Need to chill.
So anyways, I wish AI would solve the issues with my PC. All that to say that there's a chance that we may be in hiatus in the near future. We'll see. I get lucky with the PC sometimes. Right now it's working. Right now it's rocking and rolling. But it's just going to take some sweet spots to figure that out. Just an FYI for everybody. I hope it doesn't have to happen. But if you do not want to see this come to a hiatus, send me $1,500 and I will be happy to purchase a PC that will handle anything I need.
Also mine, because your PC and my PC will build almost at the same time.
And to your credit, I would say you probably took more, you took better care of it than I did. So it could be, you know, I'm sorry, I lost my other chocolate down there. I'll own up to the fact that I probably could have taken better care throughout the years of the PC, but you know what doesn't take a lot of care? That PS5. Updates. Sometimes you run some air duster to make sure it's clean. That's it. This guy, update the hard drive, but then you gotta update the flash drive, but then you gotta update...
Sans way out in the flash. I mean, some Acrobat maybe, but not.
Then you gotta update the freaking graphics card. Then you gotta update your mouse. And it's like, oh my god. I think there's updates like every month. What do you change that? God damn.
Jason, do you know there's always viruses going on every single day, right? There's new viruses.
New viruses. Fix them.
New updates to fix problems. There's always problems.
Exactly. Solve it. Why is there always problems with PCs?
You know how computers work, Jason?
You connect some stuff, A and B plus C, 4 or 5. It's like... I'm just done with
PCs. No, Jason, that's not how it works. But okay, you know.
What?
Okay.
Same thing.
Okay, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Look, Jason, look, you've been too hating on PCs for too long. And to be honest, they're going to come back.
No. Sorry.
It's like Denise. She keeps yelling at the Google, and I'm like, hey, Google's going to listen to you one day, and she's going to say, you know, stuff to you back if you keep treating it, like, really horrible.
No, see, and this is what I mean, though. Like, it's not... I'm not hating on AI. I'm not hating on that aspect. I'm hating on computers and the way these work, the desktops, the actual... these big old freaking things. AI, I respect. AI... You gotta do your thing. You gotta do your thing. No, I've been saying this. You could ask Diana.
Jason?
You could ask Diana. I've been doing this for years. Where I thank them. Where I understand that AI was one day going to. I don't even know how long it's been that I told her. Don't worry, I'm gonna befriend the robots because they understand that I'm always thankful for them and I appreciate them. So they're gonna befriend me. I'm gonna go be not behind enemy lines because that makes it sound like I'm gonna try to take them down. It's not that, but I'm gonna be friendly with them. No, I'm going to be friendly with them. And I told her, I was like, don't worry. I'll make sure I put in a good word for you. That's all I could do because they're going to be, you know, AI and shiz. But I'll put in a good word for you, Diana. So she knows. I've been on this. I know this, Danny. AI, I know it's not your fault that PCs don't work. It's not your fault. It's the stupid machines that are made by humans. If AI would make one of these machines, boom. Perfect. Have you seen the trailer for Y2K? I have. I don't know how I feel about it. It looks okay.
It looks okay. It looks fun, to be honest. It looks like old school comedy is coming kind of a little bit back, you know, the super bad, you know?
Yeah, it looks fun. It looks like it.
But Jason, you are bashing on computers. That's AI's body, you know?
AI doesn't need this big old desktop to need a body. It's on my phone. It's everywhere, Danny. AI's everywhere. Have you not seen Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning?
You can't escape it, Jason. You know the only way you can escape it now? If you die.
Depends. Maybe not in the near future. They're going to take your memories, put it on a little chip.
True. Because, you know, from the vaccine shot that we got, you know?
That's true. From COVID.
We have nanobots inside
our house. I have 5G from that. Yeah, I have 5G. When I got the COVID shot, they put 5G and network in me. So I'm like a walking hotspot. It's pretty nice.
I mean, hey, you know.
In other news, Danny. Transition. Why are you hungover? Why are you sick? What's going on?
Wait, whoa.
You told me before we got started. You told me about, like 50 minutes before we got started. You said 20, 30 minutes, and,
Well, it's just my girlfriend. She's just sick, and I'm getting a little bit sick. And that's it, Jason.
But you said you're also hungover. What'd you drink?
Oh, you know. Christian brought some rum from Guatemala. It was really good.
He brought rum from Guatemala. He went to what?
No, he went to the store, but the rum is from Guatemala. No, he didn't. But he brought some, you know, and it was pretty good.
What was it called?
Ooh. Zacapa?
Shout out to Zacapa. That rum. Shout out to Zacapa. That rum. If you want to sponsor us and our future Oscar live stream.
Oh, yeah.
We will take sponsorships for that. So if you want to, Zacapa or the Guatemalan rum, we will proudly endorse.
Oh, yeah. Rum. Oh, yeah. I'll put it right here.
Where?
I'll put it right here. Right here.
Okay. That's a little strange. You've been watching Terminator, you said, Danny. What's up with that?
I've been watching Terminator. Well, Jason, the anime is really good. It came out. It's really good.
Is that Netflix?
Yeah.
How animated? What's with all this anime stuff? Because then they also made the Suicide Squad anime.
I don't know, Jason. I don't know what to tell you.
It's American companies trying to profit off of anime.
American companies selling their, not selling their rights, but they telling the other studios from Japan, hey, make us, you know, this in anime. Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty, you know, anime. There's anime Rick and Morty now.
Why? It's already animated.
You know, Japanese style anime.
Okay.
You know, so also what, Star Wars, they have the little shorts.
Oh, right. The ones that, like, were just did not hit very well. Yeah, that was disappointing. That was disappointing. That
could have been better. So there's a lot of that now, and then Terminator was pretty good. It adds to the story.
Which story? John Connor?
It's like in Japan, based in Japan.
Oh, okay. That sounds pretty cool.
So I started watching Terminator 2. I saw Terminator 1 not too long ago. Good movies. Both good movies. Good action movies. You know?
I haven't seen them in
a bit. You should watch it.
You never were around for Universal Studios, the one here. Used to have a Terminator show where Arnold Schwarzenegger, not Arnold Schwarzenegger, but T-1000?
T-100. No, T-1000 is the liquid metal.
Okay. T-100 would come out on his motorcycle, like live. And then John Connor, like, big old.
That's pretty cool.
John Connor and Sarah Connor would come out, and it's like a 3D show, also. And it would be like,
that's pretty cool.
It was actually really fun, but then they replaced it with the Minions ride.
Jason, if I were to be a smarter guy, I would make my life being a park enthusiast, YouTuber, you know, theme park enthusiast, YouTuber.
I saw a post yesterday that said, I'm going to butcher it, but it was like a guy crying in his car saying, me driving to my job because I was too shy to dance for TikTok in 2020. And you just remind me of that. Like, maybe if I wasn't too shy, I would be doing those videos back when I had an annual pass.
Yeah. There you go.
You know what? Never too late. Never too late.
Sure. It's just too many now, Jason. It's just too many. There's just too many. Like, if you're trying to compete, you literally have to compete with hundreds of them who already have a big base of followers.
Well, we do too.
That's true. That is true. But look,
I'm on it.
Anyways, the reason I asked is because Universal and Disney, they're like revamping their theme parks. They're bringing new rides, and then and then I saw the new house for Horror Nights with Jason. I don't know how you're not going, but I get it. Expensive, you know. Really pricey. But they have a Insidious house, and it looks fucking scary. And I'm like, damn, I want to do that.
Yeah, they.
No idea.
We used to go pretty often. It just got crazy busy, as you saw when you came. So you have to get the front of the line. It's just like, it's like $300-something, especially if the closer you get to Halloween, it gets more expensive.
Yeah.
So
it is expensive.
And then you guys want me to buy a $1,500 PC, and it's like, it just never stops. While I have to buy Astrobot and
the recession, control. You know, we're living in the recession right now. You know,
so it's just tough, man. It's
tough. I know it's tough. Yeah. Hey, you know, are we just depressing today?
That's my fault, maybe. That might be my fault.
You know what we need?
Yeah.
We need to start people starting to get onto our show. And it's not that early that people cannot get on. I got on. Guests? Yeah.
I wish, honestly, Danny, I wish we could get on earlier if we have a pre-production meeting here. Sometimes I want to just if it was up to me, I was up and ready by, well, I was showered and ready by like 7 a.m. I was like, let's do this.
That's too much, Jason. You need to sleep a little bit, Jason.
I do. I sleep plenty.
What time did you go to sleep?
I went to sleep like at midnight. What? That's enough sleep. What?
Nah.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing, Jason.
Why? Midnight is late, Daddy. Midnight is late. We got things to do in the morning.
You know, if I could, I literally would have a pill or anything to, so my body would never have to sleep. If you and my brother. If I could. Like,
it's just insane how you guys don't appreciate sleep more than you should. And then you wake up tired like this, Danny. Oh, I feel hungover. Maybe if you would have got good sleep. Maybe if you didn't drink so much at night. How about that?
Whoa. I ate some Jack in the Box to help me out.
Part of the problem.
Every time I get drunk, I get so hungry that before I go to sleep, I had to eat something. And I get some type of food. This time I got Jack in the Box. I got two tacos and a burger.
What kind of burger did you get?
Chicken burger. The junior. Or whatever, the regular burger.
Okay.
But I should have got the chicken sandwich, though. I should have got the chicken sandwich. Because the chicken sandwich is pretty good. And I got two tacos, of course, you know. Two tacos. I should have got spring rolls, too. I fucked up there.
No, you're probably fine, Danny. You're probably fine. Don't worry about that.
Oh, did you sell the Krabby Patty meal that's coming up on Wendy's?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't know?
No,
yeah, I didn't know. October 8th.
Is it with crab meat?
Oh, Jason, it's Krabby Patty. Oh, wait. Wait a second. Is Krabby Patty crab meat?
Well, they can't use beef. There's no beef in the sea.
Wow, Jason, you just opened my... I was going to say my butt, but my eyes.
Yeah, open your eyes and open your butt. I don't know. I have no idea, Danny. I don't know if that's ever... Remember when Squidward gets big old thighs? Because he ate so many Krabby Patties?
Krabby Patties.
Big old tentacles, I guess. He doesn't have thighs. Mm-hmm.
He's a squid. I mean, there are thighs / tentacles.
In my head, I remember him having... How many legs does he have? Or tentacles? He has eight, right?
Do squids have six?
I don't know. Mm-mm.
Eight. Octo.
That's octopus, but I'm saying squids.
Oh. Six. Let's ask AI.
Squid, six, squids. Both start with S's. Let's go with it. Let's run with it. Yeah. Believe us. Don't fact check. Just believe.
Just believe in us.
Just believe in us. Danny, as I said earlier, I've been playing Astrobot. And we're going to get past this negativity that I brought to the show in the morning with Astrobot, Danny, because I know our audience is filled with gamers, but Astrobot is such a joy. Oh, it is such a joy, Danny. I love it so much. I've been loving it since I played the Playroom, right? Astrobot's Playroom, and then I played Rescue Mission with the VR. And they're both just amazing. And this is the full-length version of Astrobot. Mm-hmm. This is a type of joy that I got when I was a kid playing video games, where it all just felt so magical and mm-hmm. like I transported to a new world. And each time playing this with the DualSense, get full effect with every movement. I'm having so much fun playing it. I think I'm already halfway done with it.
Oh, damn.
If I'm home, I'm playing it. I was playing it right before we got on.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't woken up and played a video game. I don't even know. the last time I did it. Maybe Elden Ring, actually. Was the last time?
Elden Ring, yeah.
Was the last time I would wake up and be like, oh, I want to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess wasn't too long ago, but I don't do that.
Years ago, Jason.
Yeah, it's not too long ago. No. I guess with the amount of games that come out, it is a bit ago. But
yeah,
I'm having so much fun with it, Danny. It's just, it's platforming that I think even you could do. And I think that's part of it, because it's not meant to be difficult. And I love that.
Yeah.
It's just meant for you to, like, every accomplishment you get in it feels so accomplishing. I'm going to spoil you a little bit to you, okay?
That's fine. That's fine.
Just a little bit. There's a level, a world, a planet, whatever, where you go into, what is it called in, I forget what the place is called in God of War, the new God of War, when you go to the...
Valhalla? Valhalla?
Not Valhalla, but from the first one, where it's like snowy.
Oh.
His home.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter. Yeah. Anyways, there's like a trophy you could get by finding the... You basically get Kratos. You turn to Kratos. You get his axe and everything in the game. And then there's a trophy you get for getting 8 of the Green Ravens that you get in God of War. And it was just felt so satisfying. More than getting it in God of War, because I platinum God of War, the 2018 version. But this was more satisfying, and I don't know why. I just feel so happy every time I accomplish something. Every time I find an Astrobot just out in the wild, and then it's like, ah, look, it's that character. I got Cole from Infamous before we got on. I was like, ah. I got the kid from Ico and the kid from Shadow Colossus. And I was like, ah, that's them. I love it. I love it.
No, Jason, you happy. It's rare for you to enjoy a game. You didn't even have finished playing God of War the 2020.
Boar Fest.
You haven't even played so many games, and it's rare for you to be like, oh, let me get Jason. I'm not saying that you're cheap. Not at all. You are a saver. But you never buy anything like, you know, like us. You know, like I spend my money on shit that I don't need to. You bought the controller, which I was surprised that you... I'm like, damn.
Had to do it.
Damn.
Had to do it. Because then when you're playing the game, Danny, when you land on a new planet or in a stage or whatever, you're like navigating. And then the control on the screen is the little plane. And then it's the control. Yeah. It's my control that I'm doing it. And it's like, it's me. That's the type of that joy you just heard me get. That's like the type of joy I have throughout where I'm just like smiling. Yeah. Like,
you never play Little Big Planet?
Yeah, I played the first two. I never played the third one. And then Sackboy was... I platinum Sackboy as well. Sackboy I played... There's multiplayer versions, maps... me and Diana got those as well. We played through those and we had a great time playing little bit. That Sackboy game was great. Underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Quickly. It is underrated, to be honest. You can find those really cheap now.
Sackboy was great.
That studio, it sucks because they made another... Remember the other game that it meant? What's it called? Where you're supposed to create games?
Diana says I love that game. Dreams.
They made it... Dreams, yeah, they made Dreams, and it did not become so popular that they thought it did, and it's so amazing because you can create games, but it's kind of like a niche people, because you have to spend time creating games and stuff like that, but you can play games from other people, but still, it's its own engine in a video game.
Yeah, it's really impressive. So, I never played it, but it was a free game of the month a couple months ago, so I have it in my library, I just haven't popped it open.
But that's cool, Jason. Hey, you know, the cool thing about this is like... It's like old games coming back with a new vision. What I mean, like those games, like for example, people are done with the PUBG. They're not done. But you know, single player games are coming back with like how they used to be. And I feel like that's a cool thing. Because a lot of people are just like kind of like...
Remember when EA was like, single player games are dead?
Jason.
God, they were so wrong. And then they just made terrible single-player games, and it's like...
Oh, Ubisoft is making terrible single-player games. Look
Outlaws
what they did with
Lando did it. Star Wars Outlaws. Did not go well.
No, they did not go well, but...
I miss this type of game, though, Dan, because I used to play single-player games often. Like, I preferred single-player games. I've gotten to a point now where I only like playing video games with my friends. So I'm glad this has kind of reinvigorated the joy that I miss from playing other games.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
I kind of been thinking about playing... I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I've been talking a lot. You go ahead.
One of my teachers, he's a psychologist. He told me one of the best... No, he's not a psychologist. I forgot where he was. Hey, one of my college teachers. He said that one of the best medias to play anything or to listen a story or to do anything is a video game, because you do everything all in one. You know? It's like one of the best medium to literally go through a story.
For if you get a good narrative based game, you're like you're playing through it, you're listening, you're watching. You get a lot of it, especially like those Metal Gear games where I remember playing Metal Gear 4 and the cutscenes for that sucker. It was like, you better be ready to set some 30 minutes aside. You're watching like a show an episode of a show in one of those cutscenes. I bet you didn't know I played Metal Gear.
Surprised me, Jason.
That's right.
What else you play? I
used to play the online Metal Gear Solid 4. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yes,
that was fun. I like that one.
And then Walter and I, we used to play the other metal, the online, the for Metal Gear Solid 5.
Oh, overrated. We used
to play the online.
I'll take that one back. I'll take that one back.
Okay, thank
I'll
you.
I'll take that one back. I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's fine.
I'm sorry. But Astrobot's been a damn delight, Danny. I recommend for everybody and anybody, especially any PlayStation gamer. Like, if you've played PlayStation games, it is so fun. There's you get to the crash site, Danny, where it's like the hub, and it's just a bunch of PlayStation characters in Astrobot. Like, Astrobot in PlayStation character uniforms or whatever. They're just chilling. And it's just so fun. It's like, what are you guys doing? And they're doing the freaking floss dance randomly. It's like, what are you doing? Parappa the Rapper is rapping out there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This is a good game for kids. I mean,
it is. It is.
Yeah.
I made Josh watch me play. My nephew. He didn't play at all. But, you know, to be fair, he didn't ask me. But Lord knows I was going to give the fucking control for me to enjoy. I'm enjoying every last bit of it.
That's funny.
Yeah, hey, see some joy. See, we got out of that negativity.
That's good. I've been enjoying, but let's go to depressing, because this is the last thing I will talk about, Jason. Because this is something that people, every time I say it, it's like, what? You have it? It's like freaking every single human being in the world. Probably my mom probably saw it at one point. I'm talking about the show Breaking Bad.
Oh, Diana hasn't seen it either.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Yeah, she doesn't care to see it.
Me too, Jason. But if I were to say, no, I've never seen it, it's like a universal thing that people have all seen it. And I'm like, okay, let me start watching it. I already finished season one, literally almost in a day. I got into it because I want to get it over with. And it's actually pretty good. I was like, okay, I want to see what the hell goes on. Depressing as hell first season, the first five episodes.
I'm not going to remember how they go, honestly.
Well, it's just because he has cancer and I'm trying to spoil, you know.
Okay, I need that part, but...
And they show how...
I don't think that's spoiler
cancer. No, but it's just depressing, and I'm like, damn, this guy had it all bad, man. And, you know...
Oh, yeah. He was getting like a chain of just bad luck.
And it was just bad luck.
Yeah.
You know, so it was just like, damn.
It was just to prepare, like,
I know.
It was to prepare you to understand why he starts
doing the shit that he does.
Meth. Yeah. Like, he had no other option, essentially.
He had another option.
There's always other options, but.
And then he's like, fuck that, I'm done. And, you know. But it's just like, but I got into it, so I'm watching it. Season 2 already.
Talking about Breaking Bad, Diana. She said, wait.
Yeah, Breaking Bad. Yeah, Breaking Bad. So,
it's a good show. Like, I'm not one of those that would be like, I can't believe you haven't seen it, even though I probably have done it to Diana before. But at this point, it's like, you know, you either watched it or you didn't. And if you didn't, There's a lot of good show these days. I feel like back then, Breaking Bad was one of the starts of... Oh, I'd rather get shot in the foot than watch that. Wow. Breaking Bad was like the start of the golden era of television. So at that point, it was like, you're missing out on like grade A television that you can't get anywhere else. But now there's so much good television where it's like, Jason. I don't blame you for not watching Breaking Bad. Like you're, there's just too much.
Well, I'm not into drugs, cartels, stuff like that.
Narcos.
Just type of shows. Narcos was one of the few ones, you know, I would say Narcos, remember Narcos season one, two, and three, right? With Pablo Escobar.
I watched the first season, that was it.
You never seen the second season?
No. No, I didn't watch it. I didn't care for it. I watched the first season, I was like, this is good, but there's something about it that I didn't like. That was like, just did I just didn't want to watch more of whatever it was. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, that's how I felt with a lot of shows. And like Breaking Bad, I was like... And the funny thing is because, you know, I did the YouTube video. The commercial that I did for AMC with my friends. Where I'm in the underwear undies.
Yes. Yes. I remember.
So anyways, yeah.
Dana says that one in Dexter. I'm guessing she means Breaking Bad and Dexter. She doesn't care. She'd rather get shot.
I did. Dexter... He disappointed me after season three. It really disappointed me. I was so into it. And then after that, I was like, okay, no, dude. You had a good show right here. But you know what, Jason? One of the most addictive shows that I had ever in my entire life, going to be a few. I'm not going to say animes because I'm going to exclude those. Game of Thrones, Jason.
Yeah.
They let me borrow the first two seasons of the thing one time. And I'm not lying to you, Jason. I've never done this before. I literally put the DVD. I didn't stop until I almost finished the entire DVD set in almost a day and a half. I think I didn't sleep that much. I was just so fucking into it.
Was that the first show that you binged? Do you have one? Do you remember the first show you binged?
The Office.
Okay. But like in the sense that we know binge now, like Netflix, and it's just like...
The Office. Yeah? The Office.
Okay.
The Office was for me. The Office was the first show I ever benched. You know that I even applied because there was this thing I saw like in the like a advertisement to like, hey, write us a letter of how big of a fan of The Office you are, and then we'll do this. I forgot what they do. I forgot they were like sending me something or send me somewhere, or I don't know. I forgot what it was, and I wrote it, a whole page. Denise helped me out, write it down, and then. I didn't got a call back, and I'm like, damn, I'm pretty sure people who are way more fun, more like of a fan of The Office or any show. I thought I was like a pretty big fan, Jason. I was like into it. I saw like everything.
Not to be like too hipster, but you and I definitely were fangirling about it before it like really. Social media just goes through phases of what they're super into. The Office really hit hard, but then it was like, Friends, and then it's just trends that go through. Before that happened, you and I had talked about like being big fans of The Office, and it's like nobody's not, like it's it. I remember talking to you. I don't even know when it was, but we were like, yeah, not a lot of people are talking about it. Like we don't meet a lot of people who are as big as fans as we were then. So I think we both fell off from being The Office fans because we were both hipsters, right? Dana says, "Hey, same here, but it was unfortunately Vampire Diaries for her. I think the first
Vampire Diaries.
I think the first show I binge watched was the first season of American Horror Story.
Oh, you did! I remember you keep talking about that.
I think it was the first season that I was like this. What happened? It was just the whole season just went in a day." That was good stuff. That was good stuff. I remember liking it. And then second season came out. I don't even remember which one that one was. And I was like,
it's
losing me a bit.
Season, yeah, the second season was kind of dumb. But the first season was, they went with a bang. There's a new show on FX now. I forgot what it's called. It's a new horror show. I saw a trailer, but I'm like, I will see how it is.
Have you seen, or that show definitely got its fame when it was put on streaming services? Yeah, that's when I watched it. It was like Netflix. I think it was Netflix. Oh, must have been Netflix. There wasn't many streaming services at that time, aside from Netflix. I don't remember what they were, but there's very few. Have you heard of the show Chaos on Netflix?
Yeah, I saw it with Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Have you seen it? I haven't seen it, but I'm interested. I don't know. You seen it?
It's pretty good, yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty good. It was wasn't exactly what I was expecting in a good way.
Okay, that's good.
It really paints Greek mythology like in, I think...
It's a comedy, right? Because that's what I saw.
Almost. I guess it's like a dark comedy, dark dramedy.
Okay.
Because it's like, you know, Greek gods doing what Greek gods did in the mythology. It's not like sugarcoating very much like in Percy Jackson or anything like that. Like it's literally talking about death and rape and stuff. It goes places at times, but it was pretty interesting just to see like the lineage of the connections between the Greek gods and all that. And
man, how, that was a crazy
the you know? How the humans, like everyone in that universe, believes like it they know Greek gods are a thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So that was interesting. I hadn't seen it like that, so I had a good time watching it. Ends pretty interesting. Gets me excited for a possible season 2. I recently started that, but with the Coven season. Did you ever finish it? Coven. Where's that? Some American Horror Story. Coven. I don't think I watched that one. That might have been when I was after I gave up on American Horror Story. It's the witch season, right?
Which one?
I think she's talking about Diana's talking about American Horror Story. Coven.
Well, I fell off on a bunch of shows, but one of them I need to get back into it is Sabrina. Finish Sabrina, which I don't like how it's going right now, but Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I was like, okay. What's it called? This other show, Jason. Hold on. I need to find it. It's followed this person during from the when the English and the Danes were fighting for England. Nobody has watched that show. It's kind of like the Vikings, but I've been watching the show. It's literally a novella. And I've been watching. Oh, The Last Kingdom. It's called The Last Kingdom.
Not the Orlando Bloom movie.
No. This is a show. This is like a show. It has 5 seasons, and not a lot of people talk about this because I can see how people not liking it at parts. It can be boring. It's just like, but it's so cool to see. Oh, I like this medieval times, not medieval times, but you know, those type of theme shows. So I got hooked on this one. I'm in season 3. It's 5 seasons. 5 seasons, by the way. So that's the only ones I've been watching right now. I'm waiting for Severance.
Oh, Severance season 2 is soon.
Yeah.
There's a lot coming up soon. And did you start watching Rings of Power?
Yeah.
Danny, I got really into Lord of the Rings now. Like,
whoa, Jason?
Don't
fuck with me right now.
I'm not. I'm not at all. Like, I'm watching Rings of Power. I was telling Diana this the other day. When I watched Rings of Power, I was like, this is good. I don't know why so many Lord of the Rings people are hating on it. I get it because I know why, but I was like, but it's good entertainment. And then I started getting, before I watched, like I would watch Lord of the Rings and I'd be like on a base level watching it, right? Like I'm not thinking too much about the lore that they give you. Mm-hmm. But now I'm thinking about it. Now I'm watching it. And now I'm watching, I was just super into it. We watched Fellowship of the Ring. And then I was like, oh no, it wasn't the extended edition. Then I went back to watch the extended edition scenes and most of the movie, and I was really into it. So I get why people hate on Rings of Power, but I still think it's entertaining, and I still like watching Lord of the Rings, and then they're talking about Celebrimbor, they're talking about Isildur, and then I have, like, I know who they are based off of Rings of Power. Yeah, so it's easy for me to visualize it. It helps me, and I think I enjoyed the show because of that. But then I also enjoyed the movies a lot more because I have that little history behind it. So I've been really into it. I'm loving it.
Jason, Well, let me tell you, the reason I think the people don't like it is because, like I said, this Lord of the Rings is like his own followers. They have the people who read the books, you know, they read the books of Tolkien and his son. So they're like, and also they just take it so seriously, and they're like, why are you changing this up when it's already there? You know, I think that's why people get mad. It's like, why are you changing it up?
Yeah.
For what? Maybe the writers are like, we have to change it up just for to show. It's kind of hard to explain some of the parts because that Lord of the Rings, you know, the universe, the world, it's so complicated.
Yeah. Honestly, it can it's be, valid too.
Yeah, it's so big. It's so rich, Jason. Tolkien was like, he literally created a whole fucking universe. A whole little space of universe with songs, with a new language, with like history on each character that go back thousands of years. Because Galarian, what, how old is she? She's like, what, 4,000, 5,000? People don't realize how old they are. And that's the thing about this. It's like, it's all the stuff that you see, it's so old and it has so much history. And that's why people get mad at that. I feel like they get mad because they're like, why are you fucking this up? Why are you fucking them, you know, why are you changing it up? You know, it's not, you know, it's already there. But like you said, Jason, I'm enjoying it. I'm like, okay, get it. But you know what? The show's still good. It's still fun.
Great, you know? Production value too.
I mean, it's one of the most expensive TV shows ever.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's literally like watching a movie, almost a movie every time.
It's very faulty. You know, the writing is not great. It's not perfect, near perfect. But I'm still enjoying it, Danny. I like you're saying, man. I get it. I could see why people are complaining. I could see why they are getting upset about it. But I guess that's where I'm not big enough a fan where that's going to affect my viewing.
Oh, Jason. Let me know, because I'll be like, hey, Jason, you're watching that. When I was, the only one I need to finish watching is the third one on Lord of the Rings. That's Return the Return of the King.
Yeah.
And I need to go back and watch all the Hobbit ones, which I know, Jason.
No, I want to watch it too.
I went to the movies to watch every single one of them. Yeah. And every time I went to the movies, Jason, I'm not fucking lying. I was, sometimes nobody wanted to go with me because nobody liked.
If you're lying, and I remember, try not to.
I used to have a, because The Hobbit was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. My mom gave it to me as a cassette. I don't know if you remember the cartoon version of that movie. Yeah. And I went to the movie and I'm like, when the movie ended, I didn't know there was gonna be another one. I was like, oh, damn it, they didn't show the part. And I go to the second one and I'm like, wait, he's not finished up the movie. Why is he adding all this stuff? And then I'm like,
and there's a third one.
And it's like, is it gonna be better at least? No. No, Jason. I think it's just the CGI. People, they went too much with the CGI, and I'm like, it didn't have the charm of the first three movies that he did, the director. So, but I'm glad, Jason, because a lot of people that I know don't like Lord of the Rings. And I wish people like more Lord of the Rings.
I was on that same boat. Like, I never disliked it. I never thought, well, when I was a kid, I thought they were boring, but that's because I was a kid. And it was just a lot of talking and walking. But growing up, I never disliked it. I never thought they were boring. And I could see why they were successful. But I just wasn't as into it as I have been getting into it now. I see it, Danny. And it may be controversial, but I'll say it. It is easily the better trilogy over Star Wars original trilogy. And I think, like, easy, Danny. And you all know that I'm a Star Wars fan. I think those movies are probably just outdated now. Like, they're outdated at this point.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I told Diana, Planet of the Apes trilogy is still my number one.
Your number one?
Yes, always.
Well, I now think about the Lord of the Rings. What other media book has its own class in Oxford? University. There's no other thing that can compare it to a class in Oxford University.
I just don't get that class, though. It's just an elective, probably.
Well, he was a teacher, you know, and I guess, you know, it's like I said, there's so much, that world is so rich. It's so rich that you can teach Lord of the Rings. Because there's so much. This, like, Sauron history goes way back, you know? It's not just, he was not just the bad guy out of nowhere. No, there was, you know, Mordor, he was like the main bad guy. You know, there's still the gods that we don't see. Besides the one you see in the show right now, but I think he's one of the gods of the, but we don't see the gods yet. And there's like a whole story about the gods. It's so much, Jason.
It's a lot.
I'm glad you're liking it. Let me know when you watch Return of the King. I'll watch it, you know, at the same time. Sit down for 4 hours.
Still gotta watch the extended version of Two Towers, though. Do you think the show is bringing in younger fans? Honestly, probably not.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think so, but I don't know. You would think, like, yeah, it should be. Like, that makes sense. But I feel like it's been getting so much hate. Well, I don't know. I don't know how these younger kids think these days. Compared to Harry Potter and Star Wars, it's always been more underrated. That's true. Which is kind of crazy, because it has been underrated, but it's also the only franchise between those that have won as many Oscars as it has. So it's like it's properly rated probably by the critics, but then the fans and the fans of each one still rate Harry Potter and Star Wars higher. They've never sold out like other franchises and don't get a billion shows and lands. That's true. Oh my god, how cool would that be though? Getting lands at a theme park where you get to go to Hobbitend. I always forget Hobbitend, or you get to go to Rivendell. With Diana, which is the one where Galadriel lives? I liked the way that one was. Lorien.
The forest of
Lorien, I think.
Lorien.
Something like that. Right. I want to go to that one though. That one was the one that I was like, I told Anna I'd rather live there than Rivendell. I just like that aesthetic a little bit more.
Oh, the trees and other stuff that, you know?
Yeah.
And they show how elf died, you know, with being the coffins is the tree. They become the nature. That's what they are.
That's how, Danny, when I die, I want to get buried as a tree so I could bloom
as a tree. Hey, we'll do it for you, buddy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's better. It's better for the environment as well.
I want to become, you know, burn me up and use my ashes to make a CD and just have memories playing on my CD of pictures of me and you.
Okay.
CD is going to become haunted at one point.
Okay. I like that. Oh, who would be the first person you haunt?
Denise told me to never haunt her.
That's fair. But, like, what if you do it as a joke and you give her like a sign eventually, like it's me, ha ha ha.
But Jason, sometimes you don't know if it's the person, you know. Have you seen those scary movies? True. You know,
Insidious.
Jason, yeah.
That's true.
That's the thing about people.
To your son.
When people say, "Oh, that was my father," you don't know that.
You don't know that. Don't be stupid here. Don't be stupid.
Don't go there.
You don't know who you're talking to. Jurassic Park reference.
One night, Jason. Okay, let me tell you this.
You've been on Universal tour.
I've been coming home at night, and I was watching on YouTube, and then it's the video finished, and they start playing Jurassic Park, and I just sit down, and I was like, okay, let's just watch Jurassic Park. And then another time, I was looking, you know, a movie I was looking forward to watching, Overlord. Do you remember Overlord with Abraham, J.J. Abraham? What's his name?
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams.
So it's based like World War II, and it was supposed to turn into horror, but it kind of was flat.
Jason?
Were you disappointed too?
No, I've seen this movie in theater. Okay. I went to the movie theater, and I was so fucking disappointed because it was so fucking, it starts with fucking good, Jason. Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Like, the acting is pretty good. And like everything, and I see why they chose the new Captain America to be the, you know, the son of what's his name, the actor who plays the new Captain America, the white guy, the white Captain America, you know from the new Marvel movies.
Oh, I don't know his name.
Oh, from Monarch 2, you know the guy from, yeah. So anyways, I can see why they chose him to be Captain America. I don't know, because, you know, he's in that movie.
But the anti-Captain America.
Yeah, the anti-Captain America. Yeah.
If that's yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh, sorry. But anyways. I just thought the movie was so good. It started being good. And then I'm like, it fucking fell off. Like, why are you not showing the zombies more often? Why? You could turn it into like a Black Ops
The trailer movie. Was good. The trailer, yes. The trailer gave us false expectations. Real expectations. High expectations.
Yeah, it just turned out to like, oh, let me turn to a zombie to save everybody, and then the black. And I was just like, it's not. You could have done better. You could have done way better. But I saw it.
You've been watching stuff, huh?
Oh, I've been watching stuff, Jason.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah. I haven't been watching anime, which is kind of crazy. So.
Well, that's because you're not the biggest fan out there. And that's okay. Danny, that's okay. You don't have to worry about that. Because this is now cutting to the conclusion. We're going to leave it on that note with knowing that Danny is not near the biggest anime fan that he thinks he is.
I don't know if you can see my stuff.
No, we can't because there's nothing back there that's anime related. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. As a quick reminder to everybody who did not catch that beginning part, there is a possibility that we will go on hiatus for a little bit. And I apologize to Danny. I apologize to the viewers and listeners out there. But unfortunately, this may have to happen. And we'll see. We're going to take it a week-by-week basis. We're week-to-week at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, like a player's injury. We're week-to-week. We're going to see how it goes. And hopefully, we can continue this wild ride that we got going on, and if we can, great. If we can't, I really do apologize, and I'm gonna be a little sad that we wouldn't be able to do it, but that's life.
We gotta do like a Japanese say sorry, so we gotta present ourselves and then bow really low just to say sorry.
Exactly. In the meantime, thank you guys for listening, and thank you all for watching live and tuning in live. Thank you to Diana for tuning in live. And the other person who was in here but did not say anything, you're respected either way and loved. But thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, Jason, that was really nice.
What?
I like that, Jason. Love to everybody, you know? That's love what we need in this world, right?
If you're tuning in, love. If you're sharing hate towards us, that's okay.
Love. I don't care. Okay. No, we're okay. You know?
Dan and I got thick enough skin.
Oh, I got thick enough skin for sure.
You just Indian, thick, Jason. Baby.
Oh man, let me tell you that. Thank I've been called brownie. Oh. I've been called Indian lover.
I'm going to wrap this up now. Don't forget to watch us live at youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents. You could catch us anywhere you listen to podcasts. Just look up Sunday Morning Tangents. Give us those hearts. As I see him in the chat now, thank you for the hearts. Hearts.
I've been called Bubbles from.
Thumbs up, subscribe.
Powerpuff Girls.
That's your cousin. Thumbs up, subscribe, follow, all of that mumbo jumbo. You know how it goes. You hear it everywhere. You listen to podcasts and watch videos and stuff like that. You same thing. Everything everyone else says. Same thing for us. Give us that type of love.
Chukun.
For now.
Because of my nose.
Thank you for listening. That's been Danny. I've been Jason. We've been a couple.
Yeah.
Shit. This has been Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Jans. I've been called many things, Jason.